Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve, the Chargers made a move at the deadline. The Steelers did not. Let's sort through that first. Not getting another wide receiver in this Steelers offense. Was that a mistake?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think they could use some help outside, obviously. And look, I think it's been an interesting offense for Pittsburgh. I think they've done a great job in the red zone, and they've been handed some red zone drives as they were last week against the Colts. And I think they've done a really nice job throwing the ball to the big guys, Darnell Washington, DK Metcalf, taking advantage of their size in the red zone. But I think in between the 20s, they're still inconsistent. So yeah, having a more viable threat opposite DK Metcalf, maybe relying a little bit less on the 300-pound tight end, Darnell Washington, would have been helpful.
How viable of a threat would Marquez Valdes-Scantling be, assuming he gets elevated, which we're all thinking is exactly what's going to happen?
What a fascinating career for MVS. I was joking a few years ago. He was always in and around either the NFL MVP or a Super Bowl for like five straight years. A couple MVPs with Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. You know, he stepped into Buffalo for a minute last year. He's fast and big, and that those two things do work as far as, you know, gravity in the defense and, you know, pulling safeties and opening things up. Obviously, he struggles to catch the ball. He's not a slick route runner or anything like that, but there is value in just running him deep. And then you have the connection with Rodgers, you know, just having a history there, where I don't know how much trust there is necessarily, but you at least know the big, tall, fast guy might be able to make a play or two down the field every now and then. And I think there is value in that in today's NFL.
Steve, you, I think, look at these situations from a front office perspective, probably more than anybody else we have on the air. So what do you say to the people who look at the Steelers' decision to stand pat and agree with it? Because, oh, you can't give up a fourth and a fifth or a fourth and a sixth for a rental wide receiver.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. We live in such a championship or bust society, world. It's one of those things that might feel good in November, and then you'd be sitting there in April being like, man, we just paid that what for half a year of Jacoby Myers. So I look at it as if trading for Jacoby Myers for Jacksonville, or hypothetically if it was Pittsburgh, if that helps you re-sign him, maybe for, you know, a little bit cheaper than you normally would, and you get some familiarity with him, I think there could be some long-term benefit there. But if it is legitimately just a rental, I think come April, you'll feel better about that. I don't think unless you get to the end of the Steelers season and it's like, man, we just lost a heartbreaker to the Chiefs in the playoffs, and we really could have used a wide receiver too. Jacoby Myers would have been perfect. You're probably going to be sitting there in April saying, yeah, I would rather have the draft picks, which isn't just a 4 and a 6. You know, there's flexibility to trade and maneuver in other ways as well. So I think it's probably fine, because I don't think the Steelers are, you know, a receiver away from winning a title or anything like that. But, you know, we'll see. If they get into the playoffs and lose a heartbreaker, you might think otherwise.
Well, Steve, I think people would start to feel like that they are more of a threat to do something interesting and get to the postseason than maybe win a game or two if they could count on, I don't know, 6 turnovers from the opposition every game. You see what happened. You called it. You and Pony, congratulations on all of your success, had a feeling a Tomlin game was in the offing, the good kind of Tomlin game. Did that performance specifically on defense convince you that they've figured something out in the longer term on that side of the ball?
Well, I wonder how much, you know, having Jalen Ramsey at safety, if that was a coincidence or a driver of things. You know, part of it, obviously, with some of the injuries and just necessity moving him around. But that's why you trade for Jalen Ramsey, is having that flexibility. But it was great. I mean, T.J. Watt winning cleanly with the strip sack. Hadn't seen that for a while. You know, getting pressure, and, you know, part of it maybe is just Daniel Jones in Indianapolis playing outdoors and just, you know, being a little bit out of their comfort zone for the first time in a while. But yeah, I think we'll see if they can build on it. But that's what I expected Pittsburgh to be, right? I mean, they're not just highly priced. It's a whole bunch of talented players. I know they're older, but they should have, they should have a team that can disrupt the quarterback and create havoc. And we've seen it in the Patriots game. We've seen it in the Colts game. You saw it against Dylan Gabriel. So now let's see if they can stack it. But I thought Ramsey looked great at free safety. I thought it was a good look for him. And it just adds some flexibility and versatility to this defense. And I think they do have a chance to continue to build upon
Steve,
that.
I need to follow up with a question that is, I'm going to try to make sure I don't tip the hand as to which side of this I'm on. But there was a debate on this show about whether or not it would be more exciting or more encouraging in the long term to see the Steelers have beaten the Colts the way they did with the 6 turnovers, or to have seen that defense just basically be immovable, a la 2000 Ravens, for example, like a team that just forced punt after punt after punt. Which of those do you think is maybe a more encouraging type of performance long term for a defense? Big turnovers, big splash, or you're an immovable object, basically?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Basically,
I would vote immovable object. I think that's just more sustainable. Turnovers are great. You know, that's one of those things every coach, we're going to force turnovers, got to win the turnover battle. It's tough to bank on that every week. You're not going to have 6 turnovers every week. But if you keep getting 3 and outs and you make play after play really difficult for the offense, I think that's a lot more sustainable.
You know what's interesting? Here's the reason why we had that discussion. Because I said to Chris, I feel like a lot of the analytics people, if Watt just sacks Jones and doesn't take the ball away and the Colts punt, they say, good possession. With Watt taking the ball away, they say, oh, that's a fluke. It can't happen again. And I'm like, what the heck's that all about? Like, it's almost like you get demerits from analytics people for forcing turnovers.
No, it's in, yeah. I mean,
Right? Am I right about that?
I mean, you can look at it that way. I think what analytics people just do is say, like, could T.J. Watt have a 16-sack season? Absolutely. Like, one sack per game? Absolutely. Can he have 17 forced fumbles in a season? I doubt it. It's never happened before, right? So that's the thing. Like, you're trying to look at things that you can trust, which is, like, go back to baseball. They said, as a pitcher, as a hitter, you control home runs, walks, and strikeouts. Those are the things you control the most. So that's all stat people are trying to look for if they're smart. There's a lot of people who put stats out there and they just throw it out there and say, I'm going to make a big conclusion off this one stat, which is dumb. But people that are looking for answers in the numbers are just looking for things that are sustainable. And so it's not diminishing credit. It's a great play by T.J. Watt, right? Like he's a strip sack artist. He's done that a lot throughout his career, but he's never gotten one per game. But so it's tough to, you know, bank on that. Can he get one sack per game? Absolutely, because it's that's more sustainable than, say, the strip sack itself.
DeMarvin Leal was just cut by the Steelers. Did Steve Palazzolo like DeMarvin Leal out of college?
Not really. Intriguing, rotational, inside outside, exactly what he was type of guy. So I wasn't a huge fan.
Well, he used a third round pick on.
What's the Steve Palazzolo general philosophy? Are you a traits guy when it comes to college prospects, or more of a I value production and, I don't know, steadiness usually has a negative, like, low ceiling connotation, but you know what I mean. There are people who look at, hey, did you produce, or hey, do you have traits?
We don't have enough time on the show for me to answer this, but it's both, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to put a number on somebody. I've seen people say take traits over production. It's like, okay, well, what does that even mean? How many traits? Which ones? How much? How good do they have to be? At the end of the day, you're going to put a number on that in your head and say, here's what I think his traits are. So I think all of it is valuable. And at some positions, production in college really does correlate at the next level. And you need to look at that. At other positions, what your eye test means a little bit more, if it's right. It means a little bit more at other positions. And so go back to Aiden Hutchinson and Trayvon Walker at the top of the 2022 draft. Trayvon Walker was straight up athlete. Aiden Hutchinson was athlete plus production. And if you have both, I think that's the better way to go, and I think that clearly, in that case, was the best way to go. So I think it's a combination of both, and it's dependent on each position, and I could talk about this for hours.
All right, Steve, another test. It's Herbert, who's lit up the Steelers' defense before, but his offensive line is in shambles. Who do you like Sunday night, Steelers or Chargers, and why?
Oh, I think I can't remember who I took on the show. I think I was leaning Chargers, and then I came back, and I said, you know what? I'm going to paint another picture this week. Let's see if I get it. The Pittsburgh crowd is strong in LA and they're fired up and they turn it into kind of a fist fight type of game. And it's a little bit low scoring because of the Chargers offensive line. So I'm going to say the Pittsburgh defense does a good job again. Herbert's still playing really good ball, getting the ball down the field, but he just got sacked 5 times against the Titans. So I could see him going down a lot on Sunday night. I'll say Pittsburgh by 3 here.
Steve, I'm in the mood to ask very quick, very stupid questions that probably grate on people here, but this is a random one that just popped into my head because we talk so much about the lack of home field advantage that the Chargers have, especially with like a crowd that's often 50-50. Given that that happens to them, you know, how many times a year, most of their home games, I would say, if not all of them, do you think that that lack of an advantage is almost like worth an extra loss for them in a given season? If you like take the whole, okay, home field's usually worth 3 points at face value, that they just get so dinged in that regard that it makes them like sometimes a game worse than they otherwise would be?
Historically, you're right. Like you get 3 points for the home field advantage. And some of the studies have been tied to, you get a couple extra penalty calls at home, in part because of the crowd and just the human element of the ref. And of course, you don't have the crowd advantage when it comes to playing defense and, you know, creating silent counts and miscommunications from the offense. So does it add up to a win? I mean, it's hard to say absolutely one per year, but it's probably a couple points here and there throughout the season that adds up. And then sometimes that could, you know, cost you a win. So I think that's a fair theory about the Chargers.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. Steve Palazzolo.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.